we got to see some awesome things up there in Canada last week. But there was a couple came up, and there was three of them, and an older woman, and a younger daughter, and a boy. And I found out this is mother, daughter, son-in-law. I said, "What do you want me to pray for you for?" She, "Oh, I want you to pray for my mother first. See, she's in such excruciating pain." I said, "Ma'am, what's wrong with you?" She said, "My left arm is just killing me." She said, I said, "How high can you raise it?" She said, "About this high. It's absolutely awful, the pain. This is my left arm." I said, "Well, since you've heard me teach the last couple of days," I said, "have you got all your sins repented?" She said, "Yes, I've been repenting of every sin known to man." She said, "I have got right with God." I recently laid my hand on her. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for being merciful to this daughter, sending your word to heal her and taking away all her pain." I said, "It's done." I said, "Ma'am, raise your arm up." And she started to go up, and it just went completely straight up, just like that. This woman, you begin to jump and worship and scream and praise God. I mean, do you know even a little elderly woman can get excited when Jesus shows up? This little woman hurting so bad, she couldn't raise her arm this high. And one simple little prayer, "His word, I sent my word and healed you." Boy, when that happens, when I see God do something like that, it just makes me tremble, because I know, guess who I know standing right beside me and her? Jesus! I mean, he reached over and touched her. Wow! He's there, wasn't he, Tom? When you see somebody get a miracle like that, you know the King was there, and I love it when he shows up. But my lands, I mean, while I was standing out there, there was an usher out there after, I don't know, a couple of nights. We'd been there a couple, 2 or 3 days, whatever. And we were up there 5 days. This little usher said, "I got a hold of your teaching a few months ago." He said, "I started to listen to it." He said, "I've been raised up in church." Now, this guy's probably 50 years old. He said, "I've been in church all my life." He said, "I heard you start teaching God's word." And I thought, holy cow, where's this guy coming from? We got this kind of power? He said, "I went back and checked out every word you said and thought, my goodness, where have I been? This is what's written." He said, "I've been in excruciating pain for years." He said, "Lord, I don't know for sure what I've done that brought this pain upon me, but I repent, Lord. Lord, I repent. Now then, Lord, I rebuke this devil and command him to get his hands off me." And he said, "Thurman, in one heartbeat, I had no pain in my body." He said, "I have not had any pain since." So he said, "I went to the pastor of this ministry where I go to church. His presence is the name of the ministry." He said, "I went and told him," he said, "Pastor, I'm going to Justin, Texas." He said, "What are you going down there for?" He said, "I've been listening to a man. I did what he told me from God's word, and I got instantly healed." He said, "You did?" He said, "Yes." He said, "That, don't there ain't no use in you going down there." He said, "Let's call him and ask him to come up here and talk, teach it to all of our people." Amen. And so that's how come I was invited up there, because this man got healed. See, now what God sent, did God say he sent Thurman to heal him?
No.
What did he say he sent?
His word.
His word. What does Thurman carry with him when he goes?
His word.
The Lord's word. That's what God does say, because I take his word, and he does the miracles because of his word. And we saw all kinds of people get healed. It's amazing what we saw. Now then, I want to take you and show you some things that God told us. Now, this is what we're supposed to do. And let's go to Proverbs chapter 11. In the NLT, let's just start at verse 1, and let's see what we can do here. Because I want to show you some things in Proverbs and Matthew. We got a few places that I want to go here in Luke. I want to show you some things that God says he likes and some things he doesn't like. Now, then, if God said he likes things, certain things, I think we ought to dwell on those, don't you? If there's any time in my life I ever want to make the King happy, it's right now. I definitely want to make the King happy, because I don't want to be here when this world turns upside down. I don't want to see this junk. Do you, Tom? From up on above. From the raptures, we're going up there and saying, wow, look at that thing. Woo, glory to God. Then he's going to get it turned upside down or right side up or whatever he's going to do, and then he's going to bring us back with him to reign and rule on this place. But it'll be okay when we come back with him. There won't be no problem. But look what he says in the NLT. The Lord hates cheating, but he delights in honesty. So, I mean, there's a real simple message here. If you've been cheating somebody, what should you do? Stop and repent, right? And if you haven't been honest, what should you be? Honest. I mean, it's real simple. God, this book is so simple. I mean, if you just read it and believe it, that's it. But I mean, most people, they read it and they don't believe it. Then he says, pride leads to disgrace. Does God like pride? No, it'll kill you. It'll ruin you. But with humility comes wisdom. So if you humble yourself before God and ask for wisdom, what's he going to do? He's going to give you wisdom. And you're going to be able to do things that's going to blow people's mind. And then if you're not careful, when you walk in humility and he gives you that wisdom and you start doing wonderful things, somebody will come up and say, wow, you're really good at what you do. It's real easy, isn't it, to say, oh, thank you. Is that what we're supposed to do? No. Say, well, the reason I'm like I am because of Jesus. He gives me this kind of wisdom. If you continue to always give him the glory for everything and don't take nothing for yourself, there will be no limitations of what the wisdom God will give you in your life. I mean, you can look good at everything. Everybody around you will love you. I mean, I can remember when I was working for all them VPs, they all loved me because of the money I made them. But when they said, Thurman, how in the world do you do these things? I said, simple. I pray and ask Jesus. What? I said, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, no, Thurman, wait a minute. No, I said, no, if you want to see Jesus do these kind of things, you got to stop doing the things you're doing, and you got to start doing the things I'm doing. Oh, Thurman, no, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe that. Well, how do you think I done this? Well, somehow you done a supernatural deal. We don't know how you done it, but I said, I told you I done it. But they refused to believe it. Because if they acknowledge that what I done did come from God, then they got to know that he ain't happy with them. And they're going to have to change, and they don't want to change. They love what they do. You know, they love running around cheating, being dishonest and all of, and being prideful. And God hates all that. And so these guys don't want to change. And then verse 3 and 4. Good people are guided by their honesty. Treacherous people are destroyed by their dishonesty. I mean, did you hear what he said he does to treacherous people? They die early. I don't want to be one of those. Riches won't help on the day of judgment. Oh, so that means that all that dishonesty and all that pride and all that stuff I did to gain the empire, and now then I'm a rich man living in a $5 million house, and I got money in the bank, and everybody looks up to me because I'm somebody, and I got more. I can have anything I want on this earth. I don't care what it is. I can have it because I'm that rich. One day I die, and I stand before the Lord. Oh, Lord, I had $20 million in the bank. Let me buy my salvation. Is that going to get it?
No.
He's saying, I don't care about your money. It all belonged to me already anyway. You didn't have nothing. It was all mine. There's going to be a lot of rich men. I mean, we've already seen that scripture in Luke 16, haven't we? The rich man, he said, oh, man, I'm so rich. Look at that. Wow, I got so much. What am I going to do? I know what I will do. I will tear down my old barns. I'll build new barns. I'll fill them. Then I'll sit back and take life easy for many years to come. What the Lord say in that scripture? You fool. Do you not know that your soul is going to be required of you today? And the next thing the man did, he found himself in hell. Wow. Talking about that last night before last, had a very interesting night. I come up to the little girl. She wanted me to pray for her. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I'm a healer like you are. Oh, you are? Then what do you need me to pray for you for? I'm a healer like you are. I said, well, honey, let me say, I'm not a healer. She said, well, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not a healer. I just pray. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. That's all I am. I said, he's the healer, and don't you ever forget it. Don't you go around saying, I'm a healer like you, because I am not a healer. I just pray for people. That's all I do. The King is the one that does it. She said, well, okay. So I said, what's wrong? She said, I got a problem with my right eye. I said, okay, so I prayed for her. And we go to the next girl. And this little girl there, she says, I have a question I want to ask you. What do you think happens to Muslim children if they're, you know, if they're Muslims, when they die? That's simple. I said, they go to hell. She said, see, I don't believe a loving God would send anybody to hell. And then the other little girl come over there, And for, I asked her first, I said, do you go to church? No. I said, do you read the Bible? I don't have to read the Bible to be a Christian. I said, that's right, honey, you don't have to read it. I said, God didn't tell you to read it. He commanded you to study it. He didn't tell you to read it. It was a command from God to study the Word in 2 Timothy 2:15 to show yourself approved unto God, rightly being able to divide the Word of truth. And I said, you know, you've listened to the wrong spirit, young lady. And then about that time, I found out where that spirit came from. This girl I'd prayed for had an eye problem. She came over and she said, you know, I'm a healer like you. And God has given me awesome revelation. I've seen visions. And He showed me, as she come to light, He has showed me through my spirit that all of us are headed, the Muslims and the Christians, we're all headed on the same path and we're going to all get to the same place. I said, honey, you listen to the wrong God. I said, we ain't all going to get to the same place. I said, only those that believe in Jesus Christ is going to get to heaven. The rest of them are going to hell. My goodness gracious, did we have a discussion for the next 30 minutes. I finally just told her. I said, y'all believed a lie. Guarantee you believed a lie. Now then, I mean, let me take you to a scripture to confirm what I'm telling you. I want to go to Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Galatians 1, 6 through 9, and I want to show you something. And then we'll come back to Proverbs. I am shocked that you're turning away so soon from God, who in His love and mercy called you to share the eternal life He gives through Christ. You're already following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but it is not the good news at all. You're being fooled by those who twist and change the truth concerning Christ. Verse 8 and 9. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including myself, who preaches any other message than the one we told you about. Even if an angel comes from heaven and preaches any other message, let him forever be cursed. If you have a vision, if you see an angel, and he says, you know, there's more than one way to heaven. God just hasn't revealed it to you in the Word, but now He sent me to tell you that there is another way. This is a fulfillment of the gospel.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Forgive and Be Forgiven, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.